really, they're going in the same direction. You see, if you would make some sort of a statement that has a little bit of a...
Let me remind you of that, Bob.
What you said.
Your dad, let's say you said, Ba'at, or, you know, Nami, you said Nami. Your dad, Shin Mechikas, are you thinking it? Are you thinking you want to be tzedakah? So the Achronim are saying that, yeah, if you want to think, would make the chal with thinking, it's good. But if you say a bad lushen, it's not good.
It's not a bad lushen.
It's not a bad lushen.
It's not a nami. What's a bad lushen? What's a bad lushen? It's just not a precise lushen. It's not a bad lushen. What is he saying bad?
No. There's a lushen in the Torah, heket. And they make him on that. The Hekim is the Lashon of the Torah.
And he's saying?
Now he's saying, good, wonderful what you said. I love what you said. You know, he said something to Lashon, you know, income, there's no one like you. Like you say to your wife, there's no one like you. So that's good. That's not a Lashon Hekim. So the Ran is saying, now, what I think the Ran is saying, just a limp shot in the Ran, you know, is the Ran is saying to me, it appears, when the Ran says that he says, the loy gora, these words, loy gora ani lishni, mikiyam beliboy. These bad lashinas, these inferior lashinas, these, you want to call them vague lashinas, like nobody like you, wonderful, you know, great, you did it. So it's no worse than kiyam beliboy. He doesn't mean that there's kiyam beliboy. He doesn't mean, laniastaiti, that because there's Kiyam Belibo, he doesn't mean not like the Keren Ayur. He means that since Kiyam Belibo works, so it's mistaver that bad Lashinus work. I remind you of Rabbi Yosef Svar. Remember I quoted a Rashba, Michael, this is what you said, that in Lev there's no Lashin. Remember I quoted a Rashba in Brachas, that it's a question of thinking, like Michael said, so you think a bad Lashin. Thinking doesn't need a Lashin. I think I'm giving it stuck. I don't have to think words. I just think. I didn't think exact words. I think. See an ani down there. I think I'm going to give him. Am I saying words in my brain? I'm thinking I'm going to give him something. It's the idea. You think ideas also. So possibly. You know, this, the philosophers discuss before you have language. Can you think? Right. Of course, a dog thinks he's hungry.
He feels he's hungry.
He feels it in his brain. He's not thinking about it. Yeah, when we're hungry, we think about it. But they don't know. They're brain waves, right? They probably
can.
But they're not really instinct.
That's the best word for it. There's also no conflict. They don't like.
They're not thinking.
How many dogs did you
Between me and my dogs.
So I think that's what the Ran means. I personally think it's not really against the Keren Ayurah. The Ran doesn't mean logara because you thought it. He doesn't mean that because as the Olam was thinking. Sorry to use, but the Olam is thinking that. Just because he used a bad lushen doesn't mean he was thinking Hakam. Let's say he wasn't thinking Hakam in his mind either. The point is, he's saying a bad lushen is no less than doing it Belev. That's what he means. He means that it's a svara. If Belev works, so a bad lushen also works. That's what he means. Even though you can argue, had a good lushen in his mind. In your brain, you think, I am being naked. You can think those words in your brain. If you think those words, but he's just thinking them, like the Rashba says, and thought it could be, does have the chshivas of the words, you know. Once it's brought down to thought.
There's many idle thoughts of the past, you know, when you feel, you know, like when you think about tzedakah, when did you become obliged? And you have to have a concrete, like, you actualized a thought when you spoke it, but when you're thinking it, you could always say that.
You know, this happens all the time. You know, sometimes you think, this is a guy in the other end of the room, I'm going to give him. Was that a netter, but stuck up in your mind? You're thinking you're going to give him. And then the guy disappears and you're all nervous. I thought maybe I have mechuyev to chase him, fine. You know, like you say, Michael, when you're thinking something, it's not, unless you say, I always argue that when it says stuck up belev, it's not just you're thinking about it. You have to think in your brain, resolve.
So what are you? Think an American.
Right, it's all
stuck. And then when it comes to actually writing the check,
It happens a lot. Yes, it happens a lot. Sometimes you're inspired.
Right.
So the truth is, we learned in Chashim Mishpat Shir that great tzaddikim, they didn't fulfill machshavas alef. It's a madrig. You're not mechuyev. I'll be din l'chayr. See, by tztaka, you can tie that you're mechuyev because belev, you're mechuyev tztaka. But again, there comes the question, did you resolve? See, that's the thing. You're thinking about giving a certain amount. Did you resolve it? You didn't resolve it. You know, when you heard, you know,
you're mulling it over.
It happens a lot. So you take out your checkbook, you think you give the X amount, and when it comes to write the check, you know, it hurts a little bit. It's easy to think about giving the $1,000 and writing out the check. So it's Sarkian. But that's what I think shot in the rap. But Kiva, the Kaim Hefer believer, ain't no muffer. So, and as the Ran is saying, further is up a left, so when you say it, you need a precise lashon. So I think the Ran is only saying a svara. He doesn't mean, okay. Now what's the Rambam Shita? Let's get to the Rambam. Right away to the Rambam. Halacha Beis. In Halacha Aleph, he says a father can be made from the dorm of his daughter and his wife. A person can be made from the dorm of his wife and his daughter. The Kates and Mefer, Halacha Beis, we didn't need Halacha Aleph, so I left it. The Kates and Mefer, Perk Yud Gimel. Oimer Mufer, O Batal, O Ein Neder Zeklum, O Chiyotz Midvarm Shinyanam Akiris An Neder Mi'ikrai. Whoa, Inyanam, yes. The Kets Mishnah, yes. Yes. Bein B'fanel, Bein Shalom B'fanel. She doesn't have to be there. We had many riots, right? The wife doesn't have to hear that far. As long as you...
She'll find out,
you tell her, right? Avalim Amala EF Shisha Taduri. If he says to her, EF Shisha Taduri, it's the Gemara Zainim and Bains. O Ein Kan Neder, Eza Lo Efer. V'chein Amala Ishtia O Lebita O Mecholich, O Mutalich, O Shorilich. This is Lashon of Chacham. Like we had the Gemara Zadavar. A Baal can't use Lashon Chacham. V'chein Kiyotz Bin Zelo Meklum. Shein Ha'av Abal Mater Kamo Chacham. He's not Mater to be matter and iser, ala oikar nedem etchilas omefirim. This is that Rambam that I mentioned in the daf. So the Kesem Mishnah is your kash. You're going to look in the Kesem Mishnah? We'll look in the Kesem Mishnah and then we'll turn to Bittel. Yesh lit moya. Kesem Mishnah says four lines from the top of the right column. The Bereish Bek Dalden Nazi Bailan. Baal mi akar akar dilma megas guys. The Gemara asks the hafar of a husband, is it oikar the neder or does it cut it off? Somebody was matfis in the nazirus of his wife, and then the husband was mefer the nazirus of his wife. So it's dominoes. If somebody is matfis in someone else, and that person's neder falls off retroactively, the other one's nazirus would also fall off. The Gemara concludes, Tashma, the Tanya Be'edya, Yishu Shnad Ben Nazi, V'shem HaChavert HaMamani, U'vabayla Shemishad V'infla, Himu Teres, V'chavert HaAsura, in the brackets, Shemaim Nabal Megas Gai. It's finished. They came with the Pashtig, the Bal Megas Gai, Chos V'ben Okan, V'samach, the May Akar Akar, and the Rambam, Paskins indeed, Megas Gai. So skip.
So who's he asking?
He's asking, on the Maskana of the Gemara, the Rambam himself, Paskins, and the Bal is Megas Gai. So why is the Rambam saying he's oikir? That hafar is you oikir the neder? So the Kesef Mishnah answers, let's move down to the Teretz. After he's mafalpul and tries other answers. Right. Vef Shalomar. Vef to Vef Shalomar. It's about halfway, a little bit, about 10 lines down. Vef Shalomar.
It's the first word on the line.
Second word in line, the Epshalomer, Lahaba, the Epshalomer, by the dot. The Epshalomer, the Rabbeinu Litame, Shkot Beifaz Mishvus, Ketzad Yavon Nishpa, Vomar Nishpati Al Kach Vekach, V'nichamti, and I changed my mind, Lish Yodea Shani Mitztar B'dav Adkoi. It's talking about Charata, or Pesach, Oshir Li Kach Vekach, Pesach, Loisi Nishpa, V'ilu Hoysa Daiti, Beis HaShvu, Kamo Shato Loisi Nishpa, V'chochomar Kvar Nichamta. And the Chacham says to him, did you change your mind? This is the Rambam's in Shavuos about Heter Chacham. A person can't just ignore his Neder or Shavuos. But if he's, he regrets what he did, and he decides he wished he never did it. Chacham matalo v'nedom yochalat teshvus atzma. V'chein nimer divirashi shekot perek hamader. Chacham oika nedem yikro shepasech lo becharat adai tohachi midedart v'yomer slom. V'chacham omala reyhu bol liyadei kach. Helkach la nedru mutala nimtzik mishlo yola b'shas hakidush. So he's just describing what Hatara Shelas Chacham is. Let's see what he's driving at. He doesn't say it till the next page. So look what he's saying now. Now he's going to say the Lamedes. On the next staff, the Kes Mishnah continues. He says on top. He says the Pshat. Telfize inin Hatara Chacham eino ela ha'ra'a. Hatara Chacham is only a ra'a. Shemayri shehu mutar. It's a ha'ra'a. It's Aura. The Chacham is issuing a psak din. It's Aura. It's Oike the Nadal Mafreya, but it's just a Aura. It's a psak din. What?
It's something new.
In other words, he's not, it's something new, but he's not touching the Issa, the Neder itself. He's just saying, this is the psak. In these circumstances, you have a Eter. But it's not Megas Mayat. Sharasha Marshu Mutter. Ma'acha Shili Odeshilo Kamla Yonoder. Have the Kipi'ilu Piresh. It's almost like he said, Shlo Nodar Al Daskach. So, in other words, I think what the Kesem Mishnah is saying, it's not the Chacham that's being Matir the Neder.
Falls off by itself.
Yeah. He's just saying, okay? Right. He's just saying the Hora.
It was like a Tanai, and this Tanai was
right,
there.
Right.
Batos.
See, Hafar of Sabal doesn't come with any regrets or Pesachs, just these made for finish.
So what happened?
Hafar Sabal ain't okay. Elochalu, it's Chal the Neder. Vabal Bafaraso Okra. He has to be Oiker the Neder. But this Hafar is being Oiker the Neder. It's Mikano Abo. He's not being Oiker at Lamafreya, but he's got to be Oiker the Isser. See, the Chacham is just giving a hurrah. Is that being Oiker the Isser? The Mela falls off the Neder. It's like telling you, oh, under these circumstances, you never made a Neder.
Too bad he used the word Mitchilasa, though.
So you know what he's going to say? The Kesmish, I think he'll deal with that. Mashomer Berka Mada, so he says, Elchol of Abal Bafraso Okra, Minkinin Lushin Mutalach Bezet Inyan. It's not saying Mutter, it's not a Psak. Mutalach means it's Mutter. These are the circumstances you regret. You don't feel bad you did it. You've never meant to do it under these circumstances. It's not a neder. By the way, the Ritva says often that charata is also like a Pesach. See, you know, we discuss this a lot. Is charata a different thing, or is it like Pesach? The Ritva holds, and I guess that's what the Kesem Mishnah is learning, that charata and Pesach are all the same kind of thing, though, that you regret it. You regret you did it. If you would have known, you feel bad. It's all a kind of a Pesach. Umasha Amru Perek HaMadir Chacham Okin Vedem Ikron. The Mamadir says, Chacham Okin Vedem Ikron. Einakein Akiris Neder Shizkar Abeno Gabi Baal. It's a different style. Tahid HaMadir Hanoshenu Kamo Roife. That the Gemara says in HaMadir, that a doctor cures you Mikan Labo. The Gemara makes a chil between Mumim and Neder. If you marry a woman, she has no mumin, so just because she was healed later, it's not good kiddush if she had the mum when he was Makadisha, because the doctor doesn't take off the mum lemafreya. But the chacham takes it off lemafreya. He's paskening Mayra. He's not saying it's nachal. He's oikerit. He's oikerit mikalabah, but he's oiker the iser. He's being oiker the neder. The chiluk is that a baal is oiker the neder. A chacham, he's not being oiker the neder, he's just giving a psak, and the mela the neder falls off.
If I give an example, if you planted a tree, the tree is there until you, but when you get rid of the tree, you uproot it from its very source, but the tree was existent until you uprooted it.
Right.
So it's not like the neder didn't exist.
Right,
like it never
right.
existed. It did exist, to the point you uprooted it from its very core.
Right.
That's what I was thinking, except it says mitchilatho.
So it's like going to its roots. You're going to its
Right, but you're not taking off the issa from the afraid. From the
right, they say the tree was there for those
decades. Right. It's like Michael said, good, you take out a tree from the roots. So the tree, it's not that there was never a tree there, but you're taking off the tree from the roots. Yeah, very nice, Marshall. Haino shechon nedev ha-baal bafraso. Okro umavatlo. So he says, umibaylo ni baal me'akaro kamigas gayas. Alak Thomas, Mashkosan Shabal, Oiker, Nedeme Ikro, Mafiro. Shaykh mi Bayahi. Okay. Now that you're uprooting the Nether, may Ikrai. Was it us until then? Iamrina Akira Mamish Akale. It's retroactive, which would, like Sam says, that's Mash Madalashan. Ya Oiker may Ikro. Shadeshivatu Mashileki Lohaya. Oh Dilma. Nihida Oikra may Ikrai there for us. So Miula Mashileki Lohaya. It's not like it was never there. Mikan la ba, he's oikerit meikro kilu chala neder mavat lo va'okav la'okro. For mavat lo va'okro la'zekori megas guys. Shoot selection val megas guys. Okay.
So you mean by locate? I thought there was a mislakla. Wasn't the mislakla talks where she accidentally was over the netter until he was made for it?
Yeah,
he
why
says here, he says, hey, for la bala, locate.
Where are you reading? Where are you reading?
Right after you stopped.
Yeah. Okay, they make all the gamri. How about in my kala mo?
Hilcha.
In our bala netter. If I have for the bala, like, of course.
But then we thought there was a mislakla. I thought
no, that's when she's over it after he was made for it. When he was after he was made for it.
And she didn't realize it.
Right.
I see.
That's the Nislachla, Hashem Nislachla. Here we're talking about before he's, and the Rambam agrees to that. Is he saying, Avodasa Rosh Pitzakam, Sipik Namaros, the Chokam Ogen made a meat ikro legamre, Eiffel Mikan Labo. See, it bothers me in the Kesef Mishnah because the Rambam agrees to this. He says, Vabal in a meat Mikan Labo, Hilkachim Raval Nidravacha Chayful Abaila, Loika, Mashekim Bechachim. Wait, the Rambam would argue with this, Chas v'shola. So I don't understand the Kesef Mishnah why he's saying this. Avol das harosh b'tzaka. What does he mean? Did the Kesef Mishnah doesn't finish explaining that when he's oikar in the mikro, it's still only megas by guys? Amazing. It's mashmi in the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam will hold that if he's megas guys afterwards and she was over the net before he's mayfair, she doesn't get malchus. I didn't read that. The Chemish doesn't ask this, I don't think so. In a little lechem mishnah, maybe it's matched that way also. But she goes about being sometimes with some dimitvis achibisha in a oker dover called ikabisha. Your mother, a mashet tolly be ishul of aru oker. Elon echad, shoke chatsi elon, minishar chetsiv, ulolam bal oker dover. See, it's funny, the lechem mishnah gives you a mushroom, but he doesn't say oker from the roots. He says you cut off half the tree. Because the lechem mishnah says, like, I like your mashal better. Like, lechem mishnah gives the mashal being oikar half the truth. Okay, let's get back to the Rambam. So this is this interesting lashon of the Rambam of backwards, everything backwards. I'm a little perplexed from the lechem mishnah and especially the kesef mishnah because I understood even according to the Rambam, he's meida that if she's over the iser before the husband is mefer, that she gets malchus. It looks like from the Kesef Mishnah, and even I looked in the Lechem Mishnah's Mashma the same way, that it's not that way. Okay, the Ketzim Mekayim. And Halacha Gimel says, the Ketzim Mekayim. Kon Shema Kiyim Lechi, O Yafa Nadart, O Ein Kamoisech, no one like you, O Ilula Nadart Yisim Adirech, if you wouldn't have done it, I would have done it. In other words, any kind of a hint doesn't have to be a direct Lashon of Kiyim. Chok Yotz B'don Shema Shema B'shirot B'nedrzeh. Any Lashonis that indicate that he wants that Neder. Now comes the big chiddush rabbi. Hamavatal nidrei ishto obito. Ein tzarech lama klum. You can just be mavatal them. You don't have to say anything. Hafara needs dibur. But there's another way to stop your wife's nedim called bitl. Hamavatal nidrei ishto obito. Ein tzarech lama klum. V'nispatlu kol anadarim. What is this? It says nalochei. Umahu abitl. What is this bitl? Sheyakuf osalas zdavish asroso. The bittul is that he will force her to do what she did. Also, he has the bialas. He can say, "Do it." Yasid made a net on Paris. Eat him.
But this is the first day.
Oh, they have to do bittul. Bittul has to be within the.
Yom Shama. Yeah.
Where do you know bittul is good from? You learn from a pasuk.
Yes, the Malbim and the Hemek Shela, the Nitziv, say it says in the Torah, "Vim Haini and Hefer." The Rambam learned Hafara and Haini is two different things. It's a machlaikis, which one is Bittel and which one is Hafara. I'll explain to you a little bit.
Why is Hafara Hafara?
No, because the Rambam didn't learn this way. This is the Gemara, the Rambam learns, L'chivishti, L'chivichli, is Bittel. It's a new kind of Hafara. We'll see more in the Rambam. So he says, Al Hafara inu kaifosa. By Hafara you don't kaifa, you're just mefer. See, if you want to be mefer, it means you have an option. She made a neder, I'm being mefer. She made a neder against wine. Are you telling her to drink wine? No. Hafara means you take off the neder. The other one means you make her drink wine. And that you don't need a lashon l'chayr. Halafari no kofos ela mefala. O menecha, imratz ois, imratz ein ois. So bittel neder is you force her to be over the neder. I'll tell you why the Malbim learns like the Olam here, but I'll tell you why Machayim, the Netziv learns Fakir, that Hafara means Bittel, and Haini means Hafar. Machayim is wondering why one of them learned that Hafar. I'll tell you it's a pasuk. I'll tell you it's Diak. It's a good Diak. I'll tell you in a minute.
So if she doesn't do the proactive, whatever it is that he said to do, then the Netter remains?
No, not necessarily.
He tells her to now drink the wine. And she says, no, I'm not going
to
drink it.
We'll see Vait in the Rambam. It's a good horror there. Excellent horror. I think we'll see in the Rambam and Lecha Mishnah. We'll have Diaks in the Rambam for your question.
The Rambam explicitly, the Yom Shem applies to Bittel?
It's Mefush in the Pesukim, Michael. See, if you learn like the Malbim, if you learn the Parshim Matos, Haini, because it says Haini, by Haini and Afar, it says Yom Shem.
And the Gemara says Haini is supposed to Bittel?
Well, the Rambam, not the Gemara. This is a Rambam.
The Rambam...
It's a machlokes, the Malbim and the Netziv, which is which. The Torah uses two lashonos, Hefer and Haini. So Ad Shabbat, Netziv and Malbim, no, I don't know if anyone realized that according to the Rambam, it's two different things. One is Bittel and one is Afar. There's a new insight, Michael Chumash. You like this, Michael. This is a whole new insight in Parshas Matos. That this, I didn't know, I always knew the Rambam. I don't know if I always knew the Malbim and the Emek Shela, the Netziv, that they learn up the Psukim, that in the Rambam state the Psukim. Now let's see what it is. Let's Ketza. Now the Rambam is going to be more precise. I want you to know for Shteitzach, it's also Machlek Sachreinim how to learn the Rambam, so we'll see how it looks. Ketza. Nodra o nishpash lo tocha lo shel teleshte. A woman made a neder or shvua, she won't eat or drink. Va'amal lo mufelech. Hariza hefer. She doesn't have to. He just nefer it. Mufelech. Not al v'nasan lo. He took it and he said, "Take it." Vamala tlivich li tushi. He's so to speak forcing her. I don't know. Yes,
after his mufer, is a separate case.
No, separate case. Okay. There's another case. Not al v'nasan lo. Instead of being nefer, vamala tlivich li tushi. Harezu ocheles v'shoysev aneder batal me'elav. If he gives her the wine, she made a neder and he gives her a cup of wine. He says, "Drink." Harezu aneder batal me'elav. Notice the Rambam doesn't say
she has to drink.
Yes.
He just
kisses
no,
he doesn't. No,
right.
No, no, no. I raise the ocheles for shais of another bottle meilev. Yeah, he doesn't say it's bottle meilev.
She could drink and
no.
He's saying what
say,
if she doesn't drink?
Yeah, no. Well, the Lechem Mishnah have a deal. We're going to talk about it in a minute, but. It's she has to drink. Because he says, if he says that, he should have just said, it's not enough just to say, here, take a drink. If she's and then the nether. In other words, it's a combination. He gave her a drink, and he made her drink. Now, it's a funny thing. He says, Sheyikovosa. What is this like threatening? What is he supposed to take a knife? Like a gun? Like what's threatening?
Orders.
Orders. Orders.
She's got a netter on one hand. She wants to do it.
I was going
to
say.
Only if she gets coerced. If he just says do it, she doesn't have to do it because she has a obligation.
He has got a Yakovosa. This bit
of... I'm saying she can't. If she just says to do it, she's actually not forcing her. She'd be over Nisr to do it until he puts full physical force because, or it's because she's Takas Yado and she has to listen to her husband. Not if he just says, I want you to do it, I'm demanding you do
well,
it.
Well, Yaakov, but vice versa, he has to be Kaifa, which is a certain kind of force.
And until that point, she'd be us to do it because she's
right.
A netter.
Right.
She has to be under the duress of force, otherwise she wouldn't be allowed
to. Yeah, it's not enough for him to say just, I want you to drink. To leave Echli, the Rambam's lashon is Kaifa. He's Kaifa. Lashon is Yaakov. Yaakov is a certain kind of coercion.
Is he demanding it because of his right as a Baal to demand that she do certain things for him, and that just by virtue of his rights as a Baal...
You mean he's coercing her just by his virtue of being... I'm the husband, and I said, you know, he's not coercing, he's not bending her arm in any way.
Right. That's what I'm asking. And therefore she has to listen to him because she's obliged to...
Well, I agree with you. I imagine his coercion is just that he's ordering her. You know, like you say, it doesn't say he has to, you know, it's not tie her up or physically.
She has to listen to him at that point, even though he's using for us. She knows she knows black belt and karate, he doesn't. But nonetheless, she'd have to listen to him because that's...
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I don't think, like you said, I don't think the Rambam means physical, you know.
If he's weaker, then she's stronger. It wouldn't matter because she has an obligation as a wife.
even though, so why does he say Yaakov? Why didn't he just say command? See, the Rambam is so precise in his language. I don't like the language, the Rambam's language, Yaakov.
So we have a weaker
husband. See, Michael is... see, that's it. If she's a black belt, and he can't force his wife around.
There's kind of this conflict between your obligation to keep her netter until there's literally a physical force which subjects her to listen, or just because it's her obligation as a wife that she has to now... her
leash. Well, the question is, what is the Rambam Mishi Yaakov? Does he have to use his physical powers? He's saying, I say you better, you know, threaten her, she Yaakov, in the threatening way, or just ordering her? What is the Rambam... If he just had order, I don't think the Rambam would use lashon she Yaakov.
And we didn't answer if she didn't listen.
So the deal to me is, I'll show you Vayitin Lecha Mishnah often, but is that she only if she listens. Harezu Chelosh Yoseba Nedabat Meila. The Rambam says Nedabat Leila after she eats and drinks Lechayra. Now Vayitin. Hamefer Nidrei Bito Avishto. Tzach Lotzi Bisvasav. When you're Mefer, you have to articulate it. Mefer Belibo Einomuf. Mavatval. And Tzach Lotzi Bisvasav. Amat Belibo Vad.
Again, Lechayt Vasha.
Now he says, I'm a vatel, and so, now look what he says. Now he says, I'm a vatel, and tzarech lotz misfasov, el mevatel belibo velvad, v'koifa oisa lasois, bein osas, bein lo osas, batel haneder. Ah, here it says, bein osas, bein lo osas. So you say, it's against me, so zot alechem mishnah. Notice the difference. Here he says, I'm a vatel, and tzarech lotz misfasov, el mevatel belibo. So there's two gedarim. Zokta lecha mishnah. Now it gets more complex. If he's mevato belibai, then even she doesn't eat or drink. In this halach in Zion, the Rambam says, mevato belibai vad, v'kois vosa, and whether she did it or not, it's batal. Why? Because he was also mevato belibai. If she didn't do it, so if he was kois
vosa, he doesn't have to either. Halach adam, batal nidrei.
And Tzach Lama Klum and the Spat Lukal
and Dara. Yeah, he doesn't qualify. There it doesn't have to say anything.
Yeah, but he says Ketzad. No, because in Vav he says Ketzad, Sam. See, that's not fair. I hear you.
What
it's a good
thing. Mean,
yeah, but look in Vav, Ketzad. You can't say Dalit without reading Vav. Because Vav is explaining Dalit.
So what does he say
in Vav? He says...
Lama Klum.
What?
So what do you mean with that? Ain't a Lama Klum.
Well, the two... Yeah, right. No, Vav and Zayin. Two cases. The way the Chumash learns around him, and I think it's Muchach. This is what it looks like in the Rambam, that in Halacha Vav he's saying, if he coerces her, if he forces her, or commands her, if you want, Michael, to eat, and she eats, then you don't even have to do Hefer Belev. It doesn't say if she Hefer Belibo. In Halacha Zayin, where he says Hefer Belibo, it doesn't matter if she did it or not. If he tells her to eat and drink, and he's made for Belev, then if she doesn't eat and drink. If you want to see it, Rabbi, it's, you don't have to see it inside, but it's in the next page. I have the Lechem Mishnah there if you want to see it. He makes the diuk. He makes these diukim, the Lechem Mishnah.
He just does the dibor, in fact, contradicts the netter by just telling you to do something against it, and she actually has to do it to realize the words. But if he has it in his heart, then just stating is enough.
Right. That's right. That's amazing rules here. Amazing, said Rambam. Amazing rules, said Rambam. So the Rambam, you want to see the Ravid? Rabbi, see the Ravid. Rabbi, what's going on here? The Ravid learned like the Ran. He doesn't know what the Rambam is talking about, this new thing, a bittel. Look at the Ravid, Rabbi said. I'm from Chayei Rashi. Rabbi gets, you know, he like flabbergasted. Chayei Rashi. I'm a Chaba Azeh. This author. Shino Lenus es Sidoreinu. Everything holy, everything holy. He just changed around everything. So this is the Gemara, that's a problem with the Rambam. See, we didn't learn this Gemara. It's a Gemara Nazirus. You can force your Eved. There is such a Gemara by Avin, but not by your wife. By an Eved, it says you can force him to go against his netter, because he's yours. By your wife, it doesn't say such a thing. The Rambam learned that this bittel is precisely forcing her to be over her netter. Seems to go against this Gemara Nazir.
Comes from an Arab society, doesn't
it? It sounds like, right. The Rambam said, your wife is like your Eved, right? It sounds very much like that. Chas v'shal. Chome b'avodim, shu meifir nidri ishto v'in meifir nidri abdo. Ula oilam en koyach lo la'av lo la'ba lo kuf elamid daitan. You can't force them. It's not your eved. The derech afara should bittul a neder. That's it. The Ravid never heard of bittul. There's only afara.
It's a separate thing.
Yeah. The Ravid learns, like the Rad in the sugya, there's no such thing as bittul neder. It's afara. Do you have to verbalize it? It depends. If you tell it to eat and drink, then you don't have to verbalize it. There's only afara. So they jump on the Ravid. I thought that's Beishamash Shishit. Beisil says Bein Bechol Bein Beshabbos. The Ravid says this only works on Shabbos. That would look like Beishamash Shishit. So Shivatl, Vafilu Beshabbos, so Shivatl Belibo Derech Afar. There's no such thing as Bittul. Even on Shabbos, you don't want to be say out, articulate Afar, tell it to eat and drink, and in your mind you think Afar. Chosman Imrat So Cheles Imlav. Eno Cheles. Aval Avdoi. Eno Mala Derech Afar. To an Evid, Levisheno Mofer, a Kozman Shushalo, Favshomalo Tol Vachol, So Sheno Yochol, Lindo La Rala Rabo, Sochlo Kofela Linziris. So what is he saying? He's saying that by your Evid, the reason why you can force him is he's harming the master. You don't want your Evid to panic himself, because then the master is punishing the master. So when the Evid is freed, then his Issa comes back. The Ravid is learning, it's not bottled in Neder. When he's an Eved, he has no kach to make a Neder. The master could say, eat, I don't want you to go hungry, I want you to eat. I want you to be strong and healthy, so be my Eved. And when he's free, that's nothing to do with a wife. So this is the amazing Rambam, by saying, Bittul Nedar. As I say, I just want to tell you the pasuk. Where does this come from? The Malbim and the Nitziv both learn up that the Torah said, Vim Haini Avia Osa, Vim Hafe Yafer. One is Afara and one is Bittul.
What does the Rav do with that? There's no Nalima.
Yeah, right. He learns Haini and Hafara synonymous.
Why change the lesson?
Was there a Gemara that ever takes up Haini?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to ask. How come the Rambam makes up a whole new...
From the Pasuk. He's one of those Rambams.
His own...
Well, he's basing on Gemara Tli Vechli Vitshi Vishsi. He's basing it on this Gemara of Tli Vechli Vitshi Vishsi. But... The Achrayim, the Nitziv, and the Malbim are saying that's how the Rambam learned the Chiluk of the Torah. So listen, I want to tell you the Nitziv's Diyachayim. And so I'll tell you about the basis of the Malbim. Which one you think means Bittul, Hefer, and Haini? You know the difference? The Malbim, leave it to the Malbim to come up with a Pasuk which says Hefer and Haini. It says in the Pasuk, Mefer, Atzas, Goyim, Haini, Machshavas. So what's that pasuk? Haini. So he says like this: Mefer atzas goyim means that when they have an etza, the goyim have an etza plan, a plan against Chas Hashem the Yidden. So he's mefer the plan. He's mefer the plan. That's hafara. Haini machshavos means he doesn't even let them think of it. Haini means like a bittul. He says Haini means Bittul because he's Mavatl, that you shouldn't even get the plan. Mm-hmm. Mayfair, Machshava, this is the Malbim. Mm-hmm. He says Mayfair, Machshava, Sam. They have a Machshava, you're Mayfair.
Do it.
You negate it. Haini means...
Lozu Abzu.
Yeah. Haini, Machshava, means that he's Haini, like a Bittul of the... that they shouldn't have the plan. Haini, Machshava, Sam. So the Malbim says Haini is more of a Bittul and Afara is more of a Heter. Why does the Tziv learn Fakir? He says a pasuk. Im afer yafer oisam achrei shamoi v'nasa es avoyna. It says, afer yafer oisam achrei shamoi v'nasa es avoyna. Why does the husband get punished if he's made for her after 24 hours? Listen to the pasuk. Im afer, this is a pasuk in Matos. Im afer yafer oisam the husband achrei shamoi. After the day he heard it, he gets punished for her aveira. So the Malbim says, it must mean he made her eat. Hafer yafer means bittul. He was kaifa. Im afer yafer osach reishamo. The Malbim, the Nitziv learns that hafer means bittul. That the hafer of the Torah means bittul and haini means hefer. I know Chaim will never be comfortable with this, but the Dizanet Siv learns. And his reason is this pasuk, even though Rashi...
You didn't have to say that. You could say simply, he just said it too late, and then she thought it was still okay to eat, and she ate, and that's why he's going to get the involvement.
Yeah, but according to this pshat, so the Siv likes that if Hafer means that Kaifa, that he forced her to eat it, that makes very good sense, this passing him. If he forces her to eat after 24 hours, then he gets punished, he forced her to eat. It's, that's the mob why the Nitziv wants to learn the apples. Okay, Rabbi Say, we have time.
I'm sorry, how did we reconcile the Rambam where one place it seems she does have to eat, one place it seems she doesn't
the
have to eat?
The nafkamina is if he's mavat, if you need bittul belev or not. When there's no bittul belev, if there's no bittul belev, if you didn't do bittul belev, then she has to eat. That's the first Rambam, Halacha Vav. If there's no bittul belev,
Although we said, okay.
Yeah, Lechemishna. There's no bittul belev. Does this make sense? We have a little, I think it makes common sense. It's hard lumps. It's hard rules. If there's no bittul belev, then he forces her.
She has to eat.
And then she eats. In the halacha Zion, he has bittul belev.
He doesn't have to eat. I mean, then he broke it already.
No, but even though...
See, she doesn't need bittul, not sequitur. What's the difference?
The question, why do you, according to the second shot, where he does belev, why does he have to be kofar? Even though she doesn't need, why is he still have to be kofar?
Because bittul belev doesn't, remember hefer belev doesn't help, you need bittul. See, it's a big shot, I want you to know, nachreinim. If halacha zayin is old-fashioned hefer like the ran, or it's another, it looks like the ramim, it's two kinds of bittul.
Right.
See, halacha zayin, there are two ways to learn halacha zayin. You can learn that the ramah means that Halacha Zayin is old-fashioned. It's regular like the Ram. Tli v'chli, and he does bittul belev. That works out hafara. Ay, hafara needs amira. But if you say tli v'chli, see, you don't need amira, like the Ram. But to me, Michael, it would be more logical from reading the Rambams that it's another kind of bittul. The two kinds of bittul. There's a bittul that she has to eat, and there's a bittul she doesn't have to eat. If he tells her eat, and she eats. If he's kofed eat, and she eats. That's enough. That's a bittul. If he's kaifa to eat and he's mevatel belev, then even she doesn't eat, that's a bittul.
So what I was saying, but mevatel belev, then that would be kofar. Why do you need the kofar if she doesn't have to eat? So you're saying, you said to me, that's then that would be mefer. But let's say in his heart, he says, I intend to be mevatel, not to be mefer. That's not enough. He'd still have to actually still command her to do it, even if she doesn't do it. That's in Zion.
But he says mevatel belev, not mefer belev.
Do I have to think in words? No, he's got to think words because of this distinction. So
once
it's inside,
what's
it, you know, he's got to say.
But I'm saying, it wouldn't be enough there if he just mevatel belev, and then since she doesn't have to eat anyway, why is he going to still say kofir even if she's not going to do it? So I thought you were saying it would be basically the same thing as mefer, which you can't be belev alone. So if he just says mevatel belev in Zion, because if he says kofir even if she doesn't do it, it's still in Zion. Zion is mevatel.
Right, because he was mevatel belev.
So I have my question, why do you even have to say it? Why do you have to command her? Why do you have to be kofir if she doesn't
have to? Because bittul doesn't help belev. Bittul doesn't help belev. You're right, bittul helps. You're right. The Rambam says when you do bittul, you don't have to say anything. If you force her. So if you force and she eats, then you don't have to say anything. That's enough. The package. He forced her, she ate, netter is bittul. If he forces and she doesn't eat, yeah, so you're missing an ingredient, so then you need the bittul belev, Michael.
Well, the bittul came first, the bittul came, then he forced her.
Right. But you only need that pre-thought while you're doing it, before you did it. You need that thought, the bittul belev, when she doesn't cooperate and do what you try to force her to do. Now, we have certainly time tonight for the Vavram, Rabbi Say. Beautiful Vavram. You can do it b'kitzer. No, I didn't daven. Is this your brother's going to bring you? You want to try the Adler, see what's going on?
Aye, well. But Mincha Maariv is like 7 o'clock. It's so easy for everybody to go to Mincha Maariv as opposed to when it's at 4 o'clock that I just assume people are going to go.
That's what you
heard
at 7
o'clock.
That's the early birds.
I had that option, but so we didn't do it because I knew I could do it.
I had someone give me the tuition to be a minion.
So what did you do? You did?
I had a worse scenario. I was at a simcha. They were davening marav, and I just said, "Okay." Rabbi Kivegas kasha on the Ran. Visit Rabbi Kivegas kasha on the Ran and show you the Vavram. So we have two terutz, and we have Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz's terutz and the Vavram's terutz. Tonight we have time for the Vavram. What did the Ran say? An Ayin Tesamet Aleph, classic Ran, classic Rabbi Kivegas. The Ran said, "How do you know?" The Gemara says, Hekim belev helps, and not afar belev. So Ran says, where does that come from? So Ran says, Sinch tika biyom shomai, zok the Ran. The Ran says, V'afilo mishtika v'yom shama tapa v'ayentes. Shemis v'kayemis. T'tam amai. What is shtika v'yom shama help? Shedkevish yom of shmiya v'hefer. Since the day passed and they did not have farah, it shows us, kalidai to show roads to b'kiyum shal neder. It shows that he wants it. If he wasn't mefer. So you see, that's an indication. Amo kosheb libo l'kaymo sagi. Now Rabbeisai, again, this is very important. Does the Ran mean when you're shoysik, it means you are making belev? He doesn't mean that.
No.
When you're shoysik, you are making belev. It means that just like the Torah accepted this, you know, silence of a day, and said, okay, you're silent for a day, it shows you want it, so the Torah says that's like a hekim. So if you're making belev, so it's a svar that you can actually do it belev. Since the Torah accepted evidence that you want the netter, evidence that you want the netter. It's not that shtika b'yom shamay is a hakam of belev. It's not a hakam of belev, shtika b'yom shamay. It's evidence that he doesn't want to be made for the netter. So you see the Torah, so Rabbi Kveiga asks, it's not a good sushtel. Right. Kveiga asks that this is belibo, when you're shaysik all day, it's belibo of lev kol adam, so there's no chisan and dvarm shebelev. So it's no problem of you're not saying it, you're thinking it. So what? You're not saying it. We have a klal, mavreches. When we know what you're thinking, it's like you said it. But when a person is making belev, you don't have any indication. Person's making belev, there's no indication what he's doing. So it's not. That's what Kivega is. So like, how can you prove from this that Hakama Belev helps? If this is an umdana, the shtika b'yom shom is an umdana. So we know what you're thinking. So when we know what you're thinking, there's no chisam dvam shebelev. But when you make him, we don't know what you're thinking. So if you don't know what you're thinking, we'll go with the old klal of dvam shebelev ein and dvarim. So what the dvar vram is mechadish in the first column, and if we had more time, I would look at it more, but even the first column, that hekim is like a netter. Do we know that, Rabbi? I said, we know that. Hekim is like a netter. Hakama is like a netter.
You can do shaylon.
Now, a netter, let's say you have an umdana. See, he's being marich here about umdanas. Does an umdana help? Can you make a netter with an umdana? Can you make a netter with an umdana? No, you can't make a netter. Let's say you say, believe of led club. I know what you're thinking. Would it be a netter? If we wouldn't, let's say it wouldn't be chesan dvarim shebelev. I know what you're thinking. It's an umdana. Can you make a netter with an umdana? So Dvavram, the Kavanah Rav, says, no. You need a flaw. You can't make a netter with an umdana. That's, even if we know what you're thinking, you can't make a netter.
Multi-trotho.
Right. So even if there'd be an umdana. So look, he says in just a few lines on the top of the first column. He says, by Kedushim v'dinei Mamanis, on the top there. Afag v'dom shiblev lo mahanibu. Lo havi dvarim. V'din tibur. Dafka. Like Kedushin. You need Dibur. But if we have an Umdana, if you're Asukim Bosayinian, like the Maran Davav in Kedushin, or the Umdana Sakriti, the Mukhachi, Mahali, the Chshivi Kedibur. Aval Benidarim, to be not sure it's Misfasav, an Umdana won't help, Tava Pashtu, Tafi Machshav, to Michos Psoch Maisav. Even if we know what you're thinking, Afil Basukim Bosayinian, Nami, Lo Havi Neder, Achios Misfasav Mamish. And his proof is, you need a Pasuk for your Dayim. Yadayim, we know what you're thinking. Why do you need a pasuk for yadayim? It's an umdana. Teretz is, you got to say it. So say, a handle is also enough. But it means, it's you said it.
Why is aha then good?
What?
Aha, passed by a nazi, the famous story, and he says
aha. Right, because you're dying. Because aha, when a nazi is working before you, means I will be a nazi. You said the words, aha. It's a yadayim linaziris. It's yadayim mochichas. He says in the second column, The Ran is equating Hakama Belev to Shtika B'yom Shama. Bikshav Kivega Zal Begilyan Hashas, the Marayi B'yom Shama. Hakaimla Daf Dvam Shablev Lov Dvar. Normally we pass him what you think doesn't count. Mikov Kamecha the Muchach the Golila Kol. Havi Dvarim. So that's not a good raya. By shasak yom shmiya, we know what you're thinking. So the Vavram says, according to my simple yisoid, this is not a kash. Betuvtam. The hekim in your nether. We already established in our sugyas that hekim is in your nether. K'tamin osim nisham ala hekim. Fizar yinu tzvichim bo davka bitus vasad. In other words, what's Rabbi Kivei ask? It's an umdana, so what? If hekim would be, you need speech, an umdana won't help. See, Rabbi Kivei is asking, wait, shtika biyamo is an umdana. I mean, b'libo lev kol adam. Zat the Dvar Avram. What the Rad is trying to prove is that Hekim doesn't need a Lashon Neder. You don't need a flaw. If you would need a flaw, believe of Lev Kaladim would help, like you just said. So he's saying, Fizal, you need to teach him about Dafka Bitis Vasayim. If Hekim is a Neder, you should need Bitis Vasayim. Mamish. Udvarim shalim feel muchi lav klum nino. Kabei kmo shah nidarm. Vim kain. The maidel gilsa tar de shtika. That's what the Rad is proving. The Rad is proving from shtika b'yam shamo that you don't need a flaw. That's what the Ran is proving. That's a proof. The Ran is proving you don't need a flaw. If you needed a flaw, then umdana won't help, like the Vavram said. The gil satod shtik the umshamo have your hekim. Lo boy be dis vesayim. Bal korch ein lo mishum mishum du mucha daite. Shabir dorm lo mahani klal. In other words, you can't say that it's mucha. We know what you're thinking. So what? If it would be a neder, then knowing what you're thinking won't see all over the Torah Mavreches, like instead of Avram Kedushin Mavreches, we know what you're thinking, there's no Chesaron Dvam Shemalev. But if it would be a Neder, so the Ran is bringing the Shtik of Yom Shoma to show that Hekim, there's no Din HaFlaw in Hekim. So the Memeler of Kivegas Kasha disappears. Lomahani Kalo Chasdato Bin Bitis and Davka El Tzarchlam. So you see here by Hekim you don't need HaFlaw. That's all the Ran is showing. The Rav is showing from Shtika B'yam Shami, you don't need a flaw. So there the Hekim Eino B'din Kol Nadam Tzicha B'yitz Hasayim Kamasim. Nikim Emeilo Nidmo Zedekim B'leiv Mahani. So Kim B'leiv Elz, Avil Lo Mulchadayte. Kvo De Mahani B'din Dorm Gama B'leivo Lav Kodl Vati B'sfasayim. In other words, that's part of what Ram said. That the Dorim aren't Chabalev. You need a din of B'yitz Hasayim. If not for that din, you'd be able to make a Neder B'leiv also. It says, what stops you from making a neder belev? If not, he brings a rise from Gemara's. If not for the din, vati b'sfasayim, you'd be able to make a neder belev. So the Ran is just proving that from the fact of shtik b'yama, there's no din levati b'sfasayim. If there's no din levati b'sfasayim, so then you'd be able to make a neder, you can do kiyum belev, just like you could have done a neder belev if there wouldn't have been. Now what the Dvar Avram doesn't address, it's a little bit Adayin Sarkhiyin, so why does Afaret not help Belev? So why does Afaret not help Belev? See, this is Dvar Avram doesn't address. So why doesn't Afaret help Belev? See, I gave a long shira that morning on this sugya. I found almost everything I said in Sfarim. I found, you know, supported in different Sfarim, like Lamashal. I spoke at the Rashba. They all stelled through that Rashba by Bittul. I spoke at Bittul and the Rashba and Kedusha by Truma. In other words, is there a chesaron dvam shebelev? I think the Rit was the one who says that Hefer doesn't help because dvam shebelev ain't a dvar. That was the Ran asked him, Sachim, how does Bittul Belev help? Haidvav Shebelev Einan Dvarim. On the other hand, we had that Rashbin Kiddushin, that when you're not contradicting what you're thinking, so there's no din of Dvarim Shebelev Einan Dvarim. So in other words, Hafara doesn't help Belev. Why not? Why does not Hafara help Belev? So you could argue, Dvarim Shebelev Einan Dvarim. But then you say, so why does Hakam help Belev? We're coming at Hakam helps Belev. Now, as the Ran said, can you prove Hakam helps Belev from Shtika B'yam Shamo? No, you have Rebbe Kivegas Kasha. So what is the Ran doing? So Zok Dvar Avram, the Kavner Rav. The Ran is being a Raya that Hekim doesn't need Bitus Vasai. The Ran is being a Raya that Hakam...
So you can say Hafarsha Belev contradicts what you're doing, contradicts what you're doing. What you're doing is being silent. Well, the Torah says if you're silent, that's Hakam. So you can't create
Contradicting what you're doing.
What you're doing, which is not speaking, which is just be quiet. The Torah says it's going to be hakama. So you say no.
So you think I'm
but that's a contradiction to what's happening because what's happening is the Torah said it.
And it's hafar is taka contradicting what you're doing. You're being silent. So hafar is a contradiction. You say it's dvarim shebleim and dvarim.
You can't.
But hakama will say there's no dvarim shebleim and dvarim. If it's a netter, the rat is just saying that works. I like what you're saying. Very good. Excellent. You're fixing the whole thing. So you know, so come out. Hafara doesn't help Belev because it's like a contradiction to your silence. It's like a contradiction to what you're doing. You're remaining silent. Silence is outwardly looks like hakama. And you're doing bit made for Belev, so it's Vam Shabalev ain't Vam. You have to say what you're doing if you're contradicting what you appear to be doing. Hakama Belev is not a chisam Vam Shabalev. Now, what was the Ran proving? The Ran was only bringing from Shtika B'Yam Shamay that there's no din haflaw. From Shtika B'Yam Shamay, because if there'd be a din haflaw, then even umden wouldn't work. That's this answer to Rabbi Kivega's kash. Kivega asks, but it's an umden here, so there's no chesam d'ram shebelev. Yeah, but it doesn't matter, there's no chesam d'ram shebelev. There's a special din by Nedarim, you need haflaw. So maybe Hakama, which is like a netter, so you also need haflaw. Says the Ran, no, you don't need haflaw. Once you don't need haflaw, then you can do it belev. Why not? You can do it belev because there's no contradiction. Go with the Rashba, let's say. There's no contradiction to what you're doing. And like Sam by Afara, when you do Afara belev, it's contradicting what you're doing is being silent. So then the whole thing works. There's no way. Sam will be relieved.
No, no. Ten
more seconds. Okay, we can.
I forgot what to say.
I don't want to keep them waiting anyway. If it's going to be, you know, either they'll be here or they're not, you know. It's not fair.
We still have 2 minutes, I mean, in terms of...
Yeah, the clock. I always, you know, I have a sheet in school. Like, I never let the kids out late. Like, I have a very big sheet that when it's time to leave, I never keep kids late. I say, you son, and I say, I have a sheet. The person comes to the sheet, came till 10 o'clock. A lot of rabban, I hate to say it, you know, they'll go 5 minutes over 10. A guy came, they came in till 10. Nobody signed up till 5:30 to 10. So it's Gzela's man. You know, the Olam knows that I'm very Makbiden's man. So I don't, you know, I feel it's robbery.
Yeah, it's true. It's appreciated. We know we can catch our trains now.
When a rump goes over, you don't know how long he's going to go over. Now he's going past 35. If he said it'll be exactly 3 minutes.
The Olam knows in shul. Chaim knows in shul. When I speak in shul, I always give a shit. So I say when I'm ending, it's easier to listen when you know when it's over. Right.
Yeah, the rump exactly 3 minutes, but you don't know. Once you go over, you go over.
So there's no, it's, it becomes that.
I'm partial to your sheets. I'll tell you, I asked for Moshe from Gomorrah once. I asked him, you know, he says by Rabbi Yehuda, he always has said something either B'Shem Shmuel or the shame of Rav. He never said anything he didn't hear from his Rebbe. Now, he was praised because he never said a thing he didn't hear from his Rebbe. And I asked Rav Moshe, I said, is that just one way of dealing with, you know, an approach to learn? Not everyone should be that. We were machadish things. He says, Einach Einami, there are different ways of going about it. Because there's one Rav, and it was never ended on time because he held it's wrong to be fixed by the clock. The Torah shouldn't be fixed by the clock. He thought it would go over, most times over, but he never would be on time because he felt it should be fixed by the clock.
Did it begin late also?
Probably. Usually those that I found that, I tell those Rebbeim, that's when I give Rebbeim advice, start on time and end on time. Right.
It's much appreciated.
It's not yours, man. You're not kind of people's man.
Sorry, no luck.
People in that machsh of time, so they steal other people's time. I machsh of my own time, and I machsh of your time.
Thank you, Rabbi.
I don't waste my time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.